You're listening to the Cup of Joe Morning Show podcast, hosted by Joe Hunter on the Sound of Life at soundoflife.org.
You see God working in little ways. You think, oh, that was you, God, wasn't it? Yeah, you know, God shows you his love and stuff. I remember one time God answered prayer. It was a big one. It had to do with a house. And I hadn't really, you know, officially, formally bowed my head in prayer about that. But God showed me that from a verse in Scripture where he was telling the Jews that, you know, I'm provided a land for you that you didn't cultivate. I provided water cisterns that you didn't dig, you know, when they went into the promised land. And that's basically, I thought, wow, you know, you're absolutely right. That was pretty incredible right there. Slowing down is a problem everywhere. There is a village in France. It looks like a pretty nice neighborhood. Big, wide street through the neighborhood. Got a 30-mile-an-hour speed, except it's in kilometers. It's like 20 kilometers. You know, it's like a 30 in your village, right? But it's wide open. People do 50, right? So that can be, you know, it's the reason it's 30. Kids running around, things like that. People don't feel safe. So one of the things they did to try to slow people down, which is, it's innovative, it's interesting, and the first time you see it, I'm sure you would slow down. You know, you have white lines on the road, you got one on each side, maybe one in the middle and stuff. They put about 8 of them, and they're squiggly. The lines just go in, and when you first come up on it, you don't know where the lane is. I don't know if they're going to cause accidents or people just to stop in the road. I imagine that, you know, people, after a time or two, people get a little used to it, you know, maybe. I don't know. We'll see. They say one thing that works for sure, but it's way more expensive, is to put a median in, put some plants and stuff in. That works. No doubt about it. But one of the things they like to do around here is do four-way stops. Because people shoot through some villages, you know, the main road is all backed up, so they think they're going through the neighborhood, and they're zipping through the neighborhood. So they just come in and put in four-way stops. So by the time you get done, by the time you get done with going through that town, you say, I'm not ever coming back here anymore. You know what I'm saying?
A great way to start your day. The Cup of Joe Morning Show.
Your assignment today, when you're on the train traveling, you need to talk to strangers. That is your assignment. Assignment today. How do you think that would change your life? Well, that really happened with a group. Here's what they did.
They took a random sample of people in one group, and they were assigned to do what they always do on the train. It could have been listening to music or reading the news on their phone. The other group randomly was assigned to talk to a stranger on the train, which none of them had ever done. And they asked them beforehand, how much do you think you're going to like this assignment we've just given you? And the people who were assigned to talk to strangers said, I'm not going to enjoy this. Afterwards, after they completed their assignments, the people who had talked to strangers were much happier than the people who had done their usual staying on their phones or reading the newspaper. So it's an example of how we're not so good at knowing what's going to make us happy. And particularly when it comes to connecting with each other, that there's something about these small conversations that we can have with strangers or even with someone we barely know that turn out to be very energizing more of the time than not. But we're always afraid. We're afraid someone's going to think we're strange if we strike up a conversation. The culture gives us these messages about what will make us happy that turn out not to be the truth.
How about that?
Waking up with a cup of Joe.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Rise and shine.
The Sound of Life.
Kind of a shame school's on in session because I came across this and I thought, ooh, that give you some ammunition. I got a lot of questions for the scientist in the classroom. They're teaching evolution. Now, this is one of the things that Charles Darwin had a really hard time with, the evolution of the eye. How in the world, like a human eye, I mean, doesn't that have to be ready to go from the get-go? You know, it's got to come. Well, I think you're right. I think it does. The eye has 137 million light-sensitive cells, 40 million nerve endings. And in order for the eye to work, It had to be put together at the same time and at the same place. Yeah, it kind of makes sense, doesn't it? There's one thing that's little but not so little. It would be an eye, and especially the human eye with 137 million light-sensitive nerve endings. Not really any room. Absolutely, they say absolutely no room for evolution.
Oh, awesome.
That's right. It is awesome.
The Cup of Joe Morning Show with Joe Hunter.
Oh, you're a smooth talker. You are. You are.
The Sound of Life.
A lot of talk today about men and women, right? Well, I guess there's always been talk of men and women, but comedy can really illustrate the difference. And the difference is pretty wide, actually. And, you know, it doesn't matter if you're in upstate New York or if you're in eastern North Carolina or anywhere in this country. You know, you ask for directions, as Shonda Pierce says.
When you ask a man for directions, you know what you get. Well, you go west for about 14 miles. Then you need to go southeast for another 12 and a half miles. Then turn west, northwest. And then you're going to lean your car towards southeast side of the northern side of town.
Okay. Calm down. That's all right. Well, Shonda, how does a woman give directions?
You ask a woman directions, what right. will she say? Well, you go turn left by the Steak and Shake. Then go down to the Krispy Kreme and turn right. Now you go see Target. Don't turn by Target. Turn by Sears. Now there is a sale at TJ Maxx if you want to stop there for a minute. But after you stop at TJ Maxx, then you need to go past Kmart and turn to the left. Church is on the right, right across from Walmart.
Yeah. We don't have a Sears. How am I going to find the... Well, never mind. That is exactly right.
Waking up with a cup of Joe.
I can't imagine traveling to school every day without it. It helps me in my prayer over our school and our students and teachers. So thank you for all that you do.
The Sound of Life.
The Falkland Islands, I remember them, way down, almost to the end, right off the coast of South America, way down there. So they're like almost in the Arctic, the Antarctic. It's kind of hard to think that way. It's, you have to think backwards. Where you go south and you get colder, a lot colder. But a strange phenomenon has happened with the Falkland Islands, what happened there back in the 1982, and the fact that the whalers would use penguins as kindling for their fires while they were on excavations, right? The penguins have found a refuge on the Falkland Islands because in 1982, the military laid over 20,000 mines to deter the British from claiming the island. The penguins are too light to set off the mines, and they now roam the land free from predators. And their population is estimated at being over a million. So when you look out and go, whoa, that's got to be like a million penguins. You're right. It is. On the Falkland Islands, anyway. So that's a very interesting phenomenon there. And sometimes you wonder, is that going to be a good thing or not?
A great way to start your day. The Cup of Joe Morning Show.
Oh, you look like a man who could use more coffee.
The Sound of Life.
I'll be honest with you, this weather kind of makes me look forward to autumn. Right? I mean, you know, it's like, yeah, this time of the year, you get a lot of bugs flying around. I caught one here in the not the studio, but the kitchen here. That thing was big, man. I think it was almost as big as a bird. It was some kind of insect. It can't be native to, please tell me it's not native to New York. But I used the Connie method of taking glass or paper cups, better, and trap it over the window because they're always trying to get out through the window. And then slide a paper plate under it, and then I just let him go outside, and he was really happy. He just gave me a little wave, you know, stuff like that. Getting into the 70s right now here on Cup of Joe Morning Show. Yes, Trudy, let me ask you something. Anything good happened lately?
Well, I can tell you a quick one here. It's happened about 2 weeks ago, and I was going up to bed, and dog barked, and I looked out. My house was on fire.
Oh.
And, and so anyway, I ran up, got the fire out before the fire department even came, and it was scary. You know, it was a little bit scary. It gives a whole new meaning to there's another in the fire. And but the next morning I woke up and I got to bed real late. It was like midnight or so, and got up the next morning to head to work. And the faith builder, today's faith builder, was Psalm 4:8 that said, "He makes me to lie down in safety." It was just like it spoke right to me, like God was saying, don't worry, I got your back. Things happen. So anyway, I'm very thankful that you have your every day a different faith builder, and just thankful for the Sound of Life.
You've been listening to the Cup of Joe Morning Show podcast on the Sound of Life, the Hudson Valley's 100% listener-funded Christian radio station. For more information on upcoming events, contests, to ask for prayer, and to become a member of the Sound of Life family by supporting the station, visit us at soundoflife.org.